Welcome, everybody. It is 6:38. And I ask you a question to get this segment started off. Have you ever heard of SantaCon?
Like SantaCon. Santa, like Comic-Con?
Kind of. It is a it's a tradition. I don't like it, but it is a tradition where people dress up as Santa, go on pub crawls, get hammered, and then behave quite badly.
No, wait a minute.
Usually the Santa's little helpers, the ladies of the evening, are quite, well, that's an appropriate term, I guess. They get rather,
Santa,
you know,
has naughty elves to help him on his way.
Oh, yeah.
No, I think if you dress up as Santa, I mean, I think you have a special obligation there.
To
embody the things that Santa is to young kids and whatever who might see you.
Uh-huh. I agree.
That's why, like, I would never want to be, say, a fake Santa. I don't want to play Santa at a holiday party or whatever. I don't want to be the one where my beard falls off or the stuffing comes out or whatever. Oh, Santa's not real. I would hate to be that person.
I have a friend of mine that was a mall Santa for a while, and... Tom, you're sick. Anyway, he was a mall Santa, and oh, the rules, the regulations, and the moms that hit on the mall Santa.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Little Johnny whispers one thing in Santa's ear, and mom whispers something else?
There's a group of ladies out there that get all wiggly at that idea. That's a fantasy thing. Well,
you're
anyway,
going to give something to Santa,
wait
are you?
Minute.
You know
wait,
what? I'll get him on
minute.
The phone. I will get him on the phone. We'll interview him. We'll talk to him about his mall Santa adventures. I might even be able to make that happen before the end of this program. Anyway, according to a new report out, the New York Police Department has been asked, has been going around asking bar owners to not serve people dressed as Santa this year, especially for the ones that are doing the bar crawls, pub crawls called SantaCon. They've noticed that when Santas get hammered in costume, they tend to stand out.
You think?
I've got a video clip, I'll have to find it, of a drunk Santa trying to make his way down into a parking garage. He falls down half a dozen times and then face plants on the bumper of a car. He falls down the stairs, he falls down an escalator, he face plants into the bumper of a car. It's hilarious. It's very painful to watch, but it's hilarious. Anyway, as the head of the Midtown Manhattan Neighborhood Association put it, what do you tell a five-year-old when they see Santa passed out or vomiting, or worse, in the street? That's a good question. There's going to be SantaCons in more than 300 cities. Santa's had some bad shrimp,
yeah.
If you know what I'm saying. There's no word on if other cities are going to try and keep the SantaCon issue. Where I'm from, they had SantaCon downtown. And they were like, oh, can't we come in on the radio station and talk about SantaCon? I said, yeah, no. Well, why not? You let it, you know, you do this and you do that. I said, you know what? I find SantaCon to be deplorable. You got Santas going out, getting hammered, throwing up in the street, and you've got the women just slutting it up. It's like, you know what? If you want to do that to Halloween, fine, go ahead. Valentine's Day, fine, go ahead. Christmas? Santa Claus?
Yeah.
Can we not do that?
Just generally, drunk and sloppy for the holidays, that's...
Drunk and sloppy, I mean, Santa Claus is no way
to
go through life,
keep that stuff at home,
son.
Where it belongs.
That's right. If you want to get drunk and do weird things as a Santa Claus, do it at home in your private life, where it belongs.
I'm curious, though, about what gets whispered in Santa's ear.
Well, I'll see if I'll see during the break if I can text him. I believe...
Well,
what,
I think,
is today?
I think
what is today?
Wausau Center might be looking for a substitute Santa if you're interested.
Is today Tuesday? Today is Tuesday, right?
Today's Tuesday, yes.
I think he's available. I know he does his radio show every other day. I don't know if he's... I'll have to...
Every other day? What kind of schedule is that?
Well, he's very popular. He's a big star. He doesn't have to come in every day. He doesn't have to come in every day. Actually, they can't afford to have him come in every day. Cheap. Anyway, So where was I going with this?
We're just meandering wildly like we usually do.
Chris put in a request for Dr. Gobbleman, turkey gynecologist.
No.
I'm telling you, out and about for my birthday, people asked for it. More than one asked for it.
So I'm going to play the one that I did not play yesterday.
Is it even worse than the one you played yesterday?
Well, yeah. What, are you kidding me? Of course it is. So, where are you going? Why are you? Why? Really?
I don't want to listen to this.
You hypocrite. You send me a note.
You send me a note.
I should read what he wrote here about the
No, you
elves.
Probably can't.
I can't. No. You hypocrite. You are going to walk out on Dr. Gobbleman, turkey gynecologist, and you
all
hand
right,
me this
all
girl.
Right, play it. Play it, I says.
If
play
you,
it.
If you have small children.
Yeah, plug their ears.
Well, it's not that bad, but I'm just.
And now for another exciting adventure of Dr. Gobbleman, turkey gynecologist.
Good to see you again. Last time you were here, you were trying to conceive, but were concerned about your husband's condition. Yes, butterballs. Common problem. Seems to be worse this year. Well, let's take a look. And we'll see if we have to resort to the old turkey baster. Yeah, just lie down on this wire rack. If you feel something, it's just my tongs. Oh, good news. Looks like we've got something in the oven here. Now, do you want to know if it's a boy or a girl or stovetop?
Tune in next time when Dr. Gobbleman says...
No, you have to make sure to defrost that completely.
Dr. Gobbleman, turkey gynecologist.
Severe weather updates on WSAU.com. And on air at AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.